We've been talking about this thing in the office for a couple days now. This happened in Colorado on Monday. Here's the news report.
This story is pretty incredible. When the mountain lion bit the runner's face and his wrist, somehow the runner got around the mountain lion and ended up strangling the animal until it died. Now, the runner sustained some pretty serious injuries, but did find help and made it to a local hospital.
Mountain lions are ambush predators, so it may be something about the prey that excites them or attracts them to that.
That's why we're doing the necropsy. Our veterinarians will take a look to determine whether there was any kind of disease, if he was maybe starving, or if it just so happened that as a young cat, he was still kind of learning his hunting instincts.
The dude killed a mountain lion with his bare hands. With his bare hands. If you want to see the story, 248-398-WCSX, we'll text it to you. The keyword is?
Lion.
Okay.
Should be lie.
See, are we still not believing this story or not?
I'm calling shenanigans.
You're calling shenanigans? Ryan?
I believe it. They have the animal. They've done tests on the animal. And I know they have the guy because they talked to him and quoted him in the paper.
Well, that doesn't... Okay, so he's just like, yeah, I did it.
I mean, how else did this thing die? He didn't stab it or anything. There's no wounds. It
he
just
choked
got choked
it
out. Yeah.
He choked it out. Come on.
So unless they made a fake animal and everything... I don't think they're doing that for this story.
We do have audio of him when he was fighting it.
Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep.
Anyone ever running with a cougar or a mountain lion, we'd love to hear from you, other than a boogie fever. Anyway, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. So if you run into a cougar at the bar in Ferndale, does that count?
What? Put it to sleep?
I'm just, you know. If you bore him.
I caught a cougar once at Boogie Fever.
Doesn't count. Totally different thing.
Yes.
Not the story we're looking for. Totally different. Yeah, can't do that one. We do have that one. I'm welcome to Boogie Fever.
Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep.
Enough drinks. That's the outcome. That's just saying. Yeah.
Okay, so that doesn't count. Keyword line. I see people texting in, though, already for this one. I don't know, man. It's just crazy to think this guy actually choked out a mountain lion.
And everybody made fun of him for watching WWE for all those years.
I knew you'd bring it back to wrestling.
Of course. Of course.
Learn the joke.
Just to be clear, Ryan, the choking out a mountain lion, I believe more than WWE at this point, okay? All right.
Amen to that one.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Someone buy that woman a shot at Boogie Fever. Anyway, Colbert was talking about it last night, too.
A Colorado runner was attacked by a mountain lion, but he fought back and killed the lion with his bare hands. Wow. Wow. I don't see how that guy could run with that big.
That's awesome.
Anyone ever have a run-in with a... We talk about Canada Goose and stuff like that. People had run-ins with, you know, animals around here. We have deer all over the place in the Motor City and around Southeast Michigan, but...
I had the bobcat when I lived in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
What did you didn't think it was a bobcat, though.
Yeah, it was the first week I lived there. I thought it was just a cat on the side of the road, and I didn't want it to get hit by the cars. So I walked up to it to try to save it, and then by the look on its face, realized that is not a normal cat. Run. And I just took off.
You dumbass.
I was new, man. I was
here,
a little boy,
kitty, kitty,
little
kitty,
young
kitty.
Boy from Michigan. I was scared.
So when you walked up to that cougar and were talking to her, were you scared then too, or is that a totally different?
Yeah, and then it slapped me for saying, "What's up, baby?"
You're done.